Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. Oh, my name is Benka Jones.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Yes, I am calling because I saw a $49 withdrawal from my account, and I'm wondering, like, what is that for? Did I buy something from you? Because I don't remember.
Yes, ma'am. So I understand you're calling in regards to possible charges, in which I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
20876.
And can you spell your first name for me, please?
Benta, B-I-N-T-A, last name Jones, J-O-N-E-S.
All right. Thank you for the information. Just a moment.
Thank you. I don't call you yesterday. Oh, I'm on don't call you.
Thank you for patiently holding. And can you provide me your shipping address, please?
Yes. Okay. Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. Can you provide me your shipping address, please?
My shipping address is 9 Village Green Court, Germantown, Maryland, 20876.
All right. Thank you for patiently holding. So, thank you for that information. So, it does show on February the 1st, you placed an order for our tracker tag. This is an item you can track your wallet, smartphone, things of that nature. So, the only thing you had to initially pay for that would be the shipping and handling that cost $7.45. In addition to that, I also show you ordered the warranty that covers the tracker tag. If it's broken or defective, they send you out a new item. So per the terms and conditions, it did inform you as well that you would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club. This is an online gadget membership. So by being a member.
I didn't see those things. I didn't enroll in anything.
Yes, ma'am. It goes along with the item you ordered. So when you submitted the entry, you agreed upon those terms and conditions to be enrolled in that membership. Priced at $49.97 a month.
I did not. If I had seen those, I would have canceled the order like right away because I'm not interested.
I understand, ma'am. But that information, was missed upon signing up. So I'll go ahead and cancel the account for you. Just a moment.
Yeah. Thank you. Cancel the account and refund my $49 because I'm not interested and the order is not in here yet.
Thank you for patiently holding. So the account is canceled. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you the confirmation. This is going to be for the cancellation submitted today.
Yes. And then my refund.
Okay. So the charge is going to be valid based on our terms and conditions, but I'll see what options we have available as far as with the courtesy refund today. I'll go ahead and provide you with the confirmation first. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. The confirmation is C as in cancel.
258-920-100.
So that's it, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So in regards to the charge,
920-100. Yes.
So in regards to the charge, it is going to be considered a valid charge, but what I can do for you today, I can offer a courtesy refund that's going to be 35%, and the estimated time frame to reflect will be between 3 to 5 business days.
It's gonna be what?
35% is the amount that I can provide for a refund, is what I explained.
Listen, I can read. I went to T-Mobile. I got this thing from T-Mobile site. And T-Mobile site did not tell anything about, they got a bunch of stuff there that, you know, I have won something, I just have to pay the shipping and handling. That's what was stated on T-Mobile. So if you're charging me, call your advertiser whom you pay to advertise these things, okay? So I'm not going to pay any, I'm not paying for nothing. I want my money back. I'm just going to, you know, tag the bank because I'm not paying for anything.
I understand, ma'am. So the charge is still going to be valid, even though you did not see the information or
be valid. It cannot be valid.
It is valid, ma'am. But what I'll offer is 50% refund. Estimated time frame will be 3 to 5 business days.
It cannot be valid.
Yes, ma'am. It is valid. So I can offer
Go
ahead.
The charges are not valid.
Ma'am. You can disagree, but it is going to be a valid charge.
It's not going to be a valid charge.
Yes,
it's
ma'am,
not
it
gonna
is
be a
valid
charge because you misinform people to get my account information and go into my account to get money. No, you don't do that. You put it straight ahead. If you want to sell something, put the thing that this is what you are getting first. You know, and put. Don't tell me I'm going to get. We have a tracker. Don't pay anything, blah, blah, blah. And then take my information, go into my account and steal money from it. That is not correct. That's another way of that's stealing. That I can say because you cannot give, don't put it up there. If I saw it, I will cancel it right away because I'm not interested. Okay? I won't be interested in whatever you were selling. Okay, because I need this thing. No, I don't. It's because T-Mobile told me that I had won something. Winning something does not mean I have to put myself in some kind of thing to be able to win the item. If they tell me I win something and they're giving me I have to pay shipping and handling, go get them. And I got this through T-Mobile, not through your website. Okay? Through me. So you are charged, you have to hold T-Mobile for that, not me, to pay that money. So I want my full refund back into my account.
All right, thank you for patiently holding, ma'am. So the full refund has been submitted for you that will reflect within an estimated 3 to 5 business days. And of course, you do have the confirmation in regards to that cancellation as well.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.